from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
John Wehner, brought to us by Allegiant Federal Community Credit Union. Shape your future. Visit AllegiantFCU.org. John, good morning to you today. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
We are good. We are on Brandon Ayuk watch, and I will remind the listeners that should the Steelers pull off a trade during our show, of course, we will go wall-to-wall Brandon Ayuk. But the Pirates, they're losers last night, 6-0 to the Padres, and a strange one, John. Have you ever been a part of anything like that? I realize the technology today and the way they drain the fields is different, but can you remember a start and stop and a kind of strange one the way we saw last night back in your days?
I mean, not like this, to where, you know, you can't get water off the field. Obviously, they're going to have to do something about that. That was a lot of rain in a short period of time, but you know, we had some standing water over the weekend. I guess it was Saturday's game, and it took them a while to get it off. And then, you know, they didn't go as far as they did last night. I mean, obviously, there was a lot of water, and they had to get it off. But, you know, I've been part of games where you were in hour-plus-long delays where there was no rain. I've had postponements where there was no rain, you know. There's been some crazy rain games, but I don't know. That last night, that was a long time, especially when there was no rain. I mean, it didn't rain for 2 hours and we didn't play.
So when you're a starting pitcher and you're going through that, like Dylan Cease, he came out and was going to go if the game had resumed at 8:15, but it looked like it was going to be Woodford either way for the Pirates. What goes into that kind of decision-making, do you think?
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of time that we're, you know, in between pitches. You know, I think when they decided at 8:15, you know, that was only just, you know, a little more than an hour delay. And so he goes up there and gets loose. And you know, obviously there was a lack of communication there because he's on the mound throwing, getting ready to start at 8:15. Their guys are out there and, you know, we weren't ready to go for another hour and a half because of the standing water. And so there's no way you're going to go more than an hour and 15 or an hour and a half. I think between pitches, it's, you know, they're going to always side on the cautionary side and they don't want to get anybody hurt, but it's a weird decision. You know, we've seen it before where, you know, if there's rain in the forecast, you'll push the start time back so you don't lose your starters. And obviously they thought the rain was going to come later, so they decided to get it going. And, then you end up having a bullpen game, and that Padres bullpen's really good. You know, some people might say, "Oh, you might want to get Cease out of there," but you know that bullpen's the best in baseball. I mean, they got some arms and they got some numbers, and obviously we couldn't muster much off of them.
John, with Kiner Falefa being the player he is, and being a player that brings a high level of production to the middle infield spot, and you saw him playing shortstop last night, and he made a nice play at shortstop. Could that legitimize the Pirates really exploring O'Neill Cruz in the outfield? And would you do that? Would you explore O'Neill Cruz in the outfield in the offseason?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, you got Key Brian Hayes, Falefa, and Nick Gonzalez. And, You know, there's times where O'Neill Cruz looks like a shortstop. He looks like a good major league shortstop, and there's times where he doesn't. And that's where you got to wonder as far as the consistency. Can he be more consistent? You know, I know everybody talks about 21 errors. I know, you know, there's times where, you know, his arm gets a little erratic, and I know there's been a couple of errors here recently in the last week or so where a pitcher didn't back up that cost him a couple of errors. But, yeah, there's times where he looks fluid and looks like a big league shortstop and times that he doesn't. And, you know, that's I guess, a question they're going to have to have and, you know, talk to him about and see if it's worth him going somewhere and play winter ball in the outfield. He's certainly a good enough athlete, and he's got to be on the field somewhere. The outfield would make sense. That'd be fun to watch him throw in from center field. To explore it, yeah, I wouldn't think that's a bad idea, especially because you got a bunch of infielders in the minor league system, too, that are, you know, they consider prospects. Some are, you know, a ways away. But, yeah, I mean, that would be fun as far as for that kind of talent to be out there and not have to worry about being involved as much as you do as a shortstop. I'm sure it'll be talked about. Whether they'll do it or not, I don't know.
John Wehner with us here on the Fan Morning Show, and this might be a simple question, but you're the baseball guy, so it could yield a complicated answer. Pirates go up against a team that was in the World Series last year, and they wind up just winning two out of the six games. You're playing a San Diego team now that's got a ton of postseason experience. Are the Bucks simply a little ahead of schedule here and not ready for the big time?
I'm not sure of that. I mean, again, when you have the pitching staff that the Pirates have, you know, you're going to be in most games. It was a frustrating series. It's been a frustrating homestand so far. I mean, you're playing with these teams. And now, can you say that teams with that kind of experience, World Series experience, and teams with that kind of talent as the Padres have, they can hit too. I was talking about their bullpen, but they can hit. They find ways to win games. Arizona found ways to win games. The Pirates didn't. You know, in fact, you can argue that, you know, they had a couple leads late and, you know, found ways to lose games. And so you wonder if that's a lack of experience, a lack of execution. What is it? But the Diamondbacks certainly rose to the occasion, and they hit a couple pitches out of the ballpark to win games that most hitters don't hit out of the ballpark. You know, that what Bell and what Jock Peterson did was phenomenal. And you know, again, you got some experienced hitters that, you know, rise up in situations, and they certainly did in that series. And, you know, and last night, you know, I thought our defense let us down. I thought, you know, there was that four-run inning, there was a couple of balls that should have been caught. You know, I think if Jiwon Bae comes in and stays on his feet, it's still first and third, two outs. They're not tagging there, and he catches that ball at least belt high. There was no reason to slide on that. And so, you know, you can't make those kind of mistakes. You got to, you know, when there's outs available, you got to take care of the outs. You can't give the Padres four or five outs.
No.
You know, you limit everybody to three outs. Play cleaner baseball. And, you know, and again, maybe that's lack of experience. Maybe it's because they haven't been in these situations before where you're in a pennant race or a chance for the postseason. But, you know, you obviously got to play cleaner baseball to beat these teams.
John, you know, you were prominently featured on Inside Pirates Baseball last night for a comeback you were a part of.
I did not.
Looks like you haven't aged a day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know, the body and the grays kind of dispute that, but.
All right, Rock. Yeah. We'll talk to you next week. Hopefully the Pirates can find a way to win a couple of ball games here before we talk again.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Again, it's a tough stretch. You're playing some good clubs. You know, like I said, these Padres, the Dodgers, and the Padres again. So they definitely got to keep the head above water.
No doubt. And then then you got Seattle and a team that was in the world, so that won the World Series last. Yeah, it's not, doesn't get any easier. Thank you, John. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Have a good week.
You too, John Wehner. That improbable comeback. The pitcher had a massive hit, and then Greg Brown was talking about it. The one that was on Inside Pirates Baseball last night, and Greg Brown went full on. Threw our guy Wehner under the bus. He said,
oh, really?
It was such an improbable, I can't remember the date of it, but it was such an improbable comeback because of the guys who really started it, and it was the pitcher getting a hit, and it was Wehner getting a hit. And then Wehner said he hurt his back. He had like four at-bats all season long, and he had two RBIs, which were from that game.
He's big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.